This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DA. I'm grumpy. I got to tell you guys, I am grumpy. I am just grumpy. Now, true, not sleeping too well. Now, I got to get the cell phone away from my bed. We're going to be actually talking about that. They're talking about how blue light from your smartphones and these LED lights on the street lights, or whatever the song goes, right? These lights are unfortunately... putting us at risk for cancer. You guys are not going to like that story. Yay! I know you guys don't like it when I tell you stuff that you really don't want to do anything about. You could do something about maybe like avoiding your phones, but nobody likes to do that. So, but it's, you know what? Right now it's all about me. Okay. We'll talk about you guys and your smartphone cancer risk, and we'll talk about Bill Cosby and apparently, antivirus and all sorts of stuff is going on. Autism is on the rise. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But right now, it's me. It's all about me. And this is my therapy session, guys. All right? It's my therapy session. So, not sleeping too well. I'm a little hormonal, right? Starting to go through the menopausal process. Okay? I still think I look good. I did lose a third of a pound this week. I lost 0.3 pounds. I know, so I should be happy. I should be happy, but Facebook ruined it for me today. Facebook just absolutely ruined it for me today. So what happened was when I get up in the morning, I go pee, and I pull up my Facebook feed. Yeah, while I peed. Okay, so I pull up my Facebook feed. And there's a picture from 5 years ago. They have memories. They'll every morning give you a memory. And usually it'll be a very popular picture memory, okay? You know, hopefully they're keeping tabs on who you're currently dating, or, you know, I mean, wouldn't that be crazy if, you know, you have an ex-boyfriend or whatever? Anyway, now I don't. But the picture that came up was I had some UNLV pre-med students over at my house. But it's not the house I currently live in. It's the house I had pre-recession or during the recession. And I had this house in Las Vegas that was on a little mini lake. There's like an area, there's a couple little lake communities in Las Vegas. I know it blows people's minds that there's actually water in this town. But there was a little area of lakes. And they had little canals, and so my house was on one of the canals, and we could have a little boat. And we had bought the land right as, during the Bush years, the housing markets were going up really nicely. So we got the land, we built the house, and we had some equity. The houses kept going up. Houses kept going up so I could teach the kids how to fish. You know, we'd have, like, pepperoni pizza for dinner. Well, I don't eat the pepperoni because it's not kosher, but, you know, maybe we'd have some friends over that has pepperoni pizza. Uh-oh. Don't tell my rabbi. And I would take the pepperoni and hook it onto the... I told you guys about this. And there's bass in this lake. And the bass would come... we would be able to fish. And then we'd throw the fish back, you know. And we had turtles. We had lots of turtles in the lake. It was really, really cool. And then we had like an inner, not an indoor pool, but we had a pool within an atrium inside the house. My husband knows how to build a house. He is amazing with that. And we were able to very inexpensively build a house that looked amazing. And so here, Facebook shows, right, that 5 years ago, there were some pre-med students over at the house. We all took a picture. My mommy was there too. Hey, my mommy. And I'm mad that we lost the house. What do I mean by we lost the house? We had to sell it. We had to sell it. I mean, we got what we asked for. You know, we got what it appraised for. It should have appraised higher. It was a couple from California. I had expected that it was going to be a somebody from California because Californians were, you know, being hit with taxes after taxes. And this was, I think, in the year 2012 now. And trying to make the payments on the house. Well, this is the mistake we made. And I don't mind telling you guys this because we've talked about this. But we took a home equity loan out of the house. And so we had, I guess, would that be considered a second mortgage? I don't know. So when the house went up and we had so much equity, I had student loans. My husband had student loans. And at some point, you can't write those off. If you make a certain amount of money, you can't write them off. But if you take a home equity loan and you pay off, you know, certain payments of stuff that you have, you could, I guess, write stuff off. So we took a home equity loan and we did some home improvements or whatever. So unfortunately, when the recession hit, and boy, was it a crappy recession, the house was upside down for some time. And, we just couldn't afford to keep it. And, you know, seeing that and this picture taken from 2013, so it looks like that was right before we sold it, to me it's kind of heartbreaking. You know, I miss the house. You know, I miss having, you know, students over that could fish. I don't know. So anyway, I'm a little nostalgic. I think the recession really, really sucked. And everybody says, well, whenever something bad happens, you know, you rise, you know, better. But I'm a little frustrated because, you know, I really like water. I love living in Vegas, but I really, really like water, you know. And no, you never peed off the side of the, no, you did not pee off the side of the house. Well, because here's the thing. We wanted the water blue. We didn't want the water green. So nobody did that. Nobody threw up. Nobody, no, you know. But anyway, what is interesting is I'm going to be having medical students over at my house this weekend, my new house. You know, it's not a new house anymore. I've been stressed about that because, you know, the cat had taken a, you know, dump in the piano. So the piano can't work. We had to get rid of the piano. The new puppy is peeing up the carpet. So, you know, assuming I could, you know, get rid of any smell and odor of pets, we're going to have a good time. And it's not a party. It's going to be like a seminar. When it comes to medical students, you know, they all want to learn. So they think it's going to be a party. They think they're coming. It's going to be a rate. What did somebody call it? A banger? So anyway, students are like, oh, yeah, we're coming. They have no idea. No idea that I'm going to be lecturing to them and giving them a homework assignment. They have no idea. So, of course, I will tell you on Monday how ticked off they are. Okay, so when we come back, news that our smartphones could be putting us at risk of breast cancer and prostate cancer. This is the same stuff, different day. We'll tell you more about it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to who is working the dials? Jason, yay! Sorry, Jason! I didn't get to say hi to you today. I was in the bathroom. Hi, Jason! Hey! Jason in the house! And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I don't know if you guys have your Google homepage on, and if you go to the health section, if you go to the health section and scroll down, there's me! Hey! There's me! Yeah, that's me! So, very interesting. I love it, making health headlines. No, it's not because I'm the epitome of health. Trust me. No. And I'm definitely not the epitome of sexual health. Lord, do I have some issues there. But you will see an article that I wrote for KDWN on smartphone and street lamp blue light. I know. I am just so fascinating a person, aren't I? Okay. So, anyway, this bothers me. This one study bothers me because we've been told for years that LED lights or our smartphones may be linked to cancer. And you're like, wait, well, is it because I put it in my bra when I exercise? Is it because I have it on my belt near, you know, my groin? Where's the cancer link? And you don't see a lot of these articles explain what the situation is. And that's my job. So, it's not discussing direct exposure. Like, remember there were concerns that cell phones were causing acoustic neuromas? You know, right by the head, where you have a cell phone right by your skull or whatever. Okay, that we're not talking about direct exposure. What we're talking about is your smartphone or your iPad or your laptop or whatever emits a blue light. This blue light wavelength. And this blue light wavelength, which I believe is supposed to be kind of like a shorter wavelength, I need to double check. I'm no expert on blue light wavelengths, but let me look it up for you. That has been linked, that I do know, to your circadian rhythm. And it messes with your circadian rhythm. So if that happens, then you don't sleep well. You don't have proper melatonin secretion. You are then at risk for a circadian rhythm disruption that may put you at risk for diabetes, obesity, and if you are obese and have diabetes, you may be at higher risk for cancer. So that's where the link comes. Now, some of you guys are like, all right, so as long as I sleep better, I'm good. Well, no. It doesn't so much have to do with sleeping better. We're still trying to figure this out. Now, I don't know if you guys remember years ago, when Obama first became president, they were talking about changing all the lights, all the lights to LEDs, right? The street lights out there, because the LEDs are more energy efficient. And I remember there was a study that came out in 2009, I believe, that was talking about cancer risk. And I was interviewed going, you know, what do you think about this? You know, how can it increase the rate of cancer? You know, what do they need to study? And that was like a long, long time ago. So this isn't the first time they've talked about this blue light wavelength, this shorter wavelength that gets emitted from these newer types of light. So in this study, what had happened was researchers from the University of Exeter and Barcelona Institute for Global Health looked at 4,000 patients between the ages of 20 and 85, and these were from 11 different geographical regions. Now, the study was published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, and they found that exposure to blue light at night doubled the risk of prostate cancer in men and increased breast cancer risk in women by 1.5. Now, for some people will say, well, that's not a lot. I mean, you know, something raises your risk 30 times, that's a lot. You know, raises your risk of prostate cancer two times. Here's my problem. I don't want anything to increase our risk. I think we're already at too much high risk. So let's say you're at higher risk because you've been taking testosterone, let's say supplements for a while, or you have a genetic predisposition to prostate cancer, or you smoke. Adding this on top of that doesn't help. Same thing with breast cancer. I have breast cancer in the family. I'm already at higher risk. I don't need any extra risk, even if it's 1.5. So Dr. Alejandro Sanchez de Miguel is urging to reduce exposure to outside streetlights. He's also saying to use orange wavelength light rather than blue. He says the take-home message is use warm orange lights where possible and shutters and blinds to block streetlight. He says also our findings suggest reducing your nighttime exposure to smartphones and tablets could help cut cancer risk. So what they did is they looked at thousands of patients, looked at who ended up getting breast cancer, prostate cancer, looked at their cell phone use, smartphone use. Okay. How many of you guys check your phones before you go to bed? I do. How many of you, while you're in bed, get the bzzz? So you check? You know, my son is 18. And so I'm in bed now before he is. And he's out there with his buddies. I am not going to ignore a bzzz in case that's him. I mean, it could be doo-doo-doo, but I don't have the beeping on. I have the vibrating mode on in case he got into an accident, God forbid, or something. All right, I sleep with one eye open because I got kids. There is no way I'm going to take my phone away from the bedroom. No way. Now, that would probably help me with my sleep. That's why I'm not sleeping well. I'm always getting up in the middle of the night. I'm like, why did I wake up? Was it the cat? Was it the dog? I don't have sleep apnea. I don't have to pee. Well, it's probably because the phone webs and it knocked me out of the sleep. We talked about the sleep cycle yesterday. Many of you read your books on your iPad. Very cool. You don't have to now go and buy a book. You could download an e-book. You get to scroll through it. You get to sit there in bed. But the light that's emitting is going to mess with your sleep. But this is what's bothering me. How do you control what's going on outside your house, outside your apartment? I've lived in apartments where the streetlights, I mean, they just beam right in. And I couldn't afford blackout curtains. Blackout curtains were expensive. I don't even think they had them back then in the 90s, early 2000s. And so, we just tried to fall asleep around the light. No, you need to sleep with dark. You need to go to bed like the cavemen used to. You go outside, you look at the stars, you look at the moonlight, hear the crickets chirping or the locusts, look at your neighbors. Hey, Bob, have a good night. Yeah, let's go hunt some zebra tomorrow. Zebra sounds good. See ya. Dude, word. You know, and then maybe they have sex, maybe they don't, and then they go to bed. But sitting outside, getting some starlight, that moonlight, that will apparently really help and lower your cancer risk. Okay, so what's the... for those of you that are like, there is no way I can be away from my smartphone or I could be away from my work. Some of you guys do the night shift. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I can't tell you how many people, thousands of people work the night shift. And if your night shift is on a computer, and of course you're texting and you're surfing social media, you are not going to be able to escape the blue light. So I'm hearing, and many of you guys know about this already, there are blue light filter apps that you could download. So you could download this app, and it screens out the blue light on your iPhone. There's also blue blocking glasses that help limit exposure. So while you are on the computer, then these glasses appear to have an orange filter. It's interesting. It looks like it's an orange filter, and you guys know the physics better than I do, and it alters and it changes it to filters out the blue wavelength. And then change out your LED light bulbs to these more softer bulbs. Now, some of you will say, look, I need to save energy. The LED light bulbs are fine during the day. They are. Again, what this article is it's your night exposure to the light. It's not your daytime exposure. So if you want to save energy in all the other rooms of your house, that's great. But bedtime, have in your bedroom the softer, light, or have candles. I mean, I don't want to tell you guys to have candles, then you guys start a fire or you do something stupid. These are one of these things where it's not so much the phone or the smartphone or the iPad. That's not the story here. The story here is we are not doing what our animalistic instinct is telling us to do. We are artificially screwing with our bodies. And that's why our bodies, unfortunately, go through these, different maladies. Right? We're supposed to, not be inundated with all the light. Yeah, we were evolved to make fire. Okay, so yeah, you can have candles in your house like the Benjamin Franklin days. But man, you should see the lights in our homes now. My son has these like psychedelic speakers where as the music comes in through YouTube, the speakers blow these psychedelic color bubbles. I mean, no wonder the kid doesn't sleep at night. So we need to get our acts together. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. And that'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but paramedics told a child and his parents that came to their call when the child swallowed a battery that the child would just poop it out. They didn't transport the child to the hospital. Now, the city is going to probably be losing a lawsuit of $475,000. So, this is being reported by Fox News. They say some questionable medical advice allegedly dished out by paramedics to the parents of a child who swallowed a small battery may end up costing Lauderhill, Florida? Is that where it is? Lauderhill, Florida? $475,000. So emergency responders allegedly told parents Yandy Joseph and Matthew Asia that a doctor's care was not necessary to remove the battery. So when the child had swallowed a battery, they did not transport the child to the hospital. So the parents claim in their suit that the battery did cause medical complications for the child, requiring multiple surgeries and 3 months of hospitalization, costing a total of more than $1 million. Wow. So in the olden days, if you swallowed a nickel, you would poop it out. Magnets are different, though. Batteries could be different. I mean, also, we really didn't have the media blitz that we do now where you hear about anything that happens to some, you know, somebody. But this kid swallows a battery. Yeah, he should have been taken to the ER. I'll tell you about that in a second. So the parents claim that the battery did not just get pooped out, but it caused medical complications. So the City of Lauderhill commissioners are set to vote on a settlement deal Monday, saying that a payout of $475,000 would be one of the largest personal injury settlements in the city's history. For the paramedics, the newspaper said that the employees are being retrained. So, you know, one of you had asked me years ago, can you trust the medical advice of the paramedic? If the paramedic says to go to a hospital or go to a particular hospital or not say to go to the hospital, and I'm a huge fan of paramedics, huge, huge fan. What they do and what they see first line is phenomenal. And having been an ER doc in Lake Havasu, you know, these paramedics do half to three quarters of your work many times before they bring the patient in. They are a partner. Okay? ER docs never should look at a paramedic as somebody beneath them. They are a partner. We're lateral. Anybody. Your nurse, your hospital administrator, we are all lateral. We are all on the same page. We're all on the same team. However, if things are changing now in terms of, you know, insurance coverage, in terms of hospitals being over crowded, the paramedics may have to, and many of them do, take it upon themselves to triage out in the field and decide if it is worth transporting. Now, many times they do talk to the doctor at the hospital, all right, let them know what's coming, what they're doing, etc. But if a child swallowed something, he feels fine, he looks fine, all right, I, as an ER doc, would say, no, 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 bring him in. I want to x-ray and see where it's at. I want to make sure it doesn't get stuck. The small intestine has a very narrow lumen. And some of these batteries may just be too big for the kid's intestine, causing it to get stuck. Batteries can rust. Batteries have sediments on them, dirt, things like that. The metal. Some of them magnetize. You know, these kids with these little bucky balls or these little magnet toys, you have a kid that swallows a magnet, you are in trouble. If the two magnets decide to connect to each other and pull some bowel wall with it. And so, apparently what we're being told now by Sun Centennial is his saliva interacted with the battery, it lodged in the esophagus, and then he had severe medical complications. Joseph, the dad, had called 911 on March 30, 2016. It was a button battery from a remote control for a fan. Paramedics showed up about 10 minutes later, fire rescue paramedics. She showed them the battery from another device. And I guess one of the technicians said, the EMT said, he looks good. We'll probably poop it out. She said the technician told her that if we took him to the hospital, that's what they'll tell you. So they listened. Then Joe inspected her baby's, Miss Joseph inspected the baby's two bowel movements, no sign of the battery. The next morning he throws up, so she calls poison control. And they said, take him to the hospital immediately. So they were at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, and x-rays confirmed that the button battery was still lodged in his esophagus. Tissue around the battery started to necrose and die. So he had to have multiple surgeries. Now, to me, $475,000 is kind of little, not enough. Apparently, the boy's medical bills topped $1.6 million. Now, medical providers lowered their rates and cut it down, and it came down to $267,000. And so the $267,000 would be paid out of the settlement. So they're not really making a lot of money. Now, Florida's sovereign immunity laws say cities don't have to pay more than $200,000 per person or $300,000 per incident. Victims seeking more than what they have to get approval need then approval from the state legislature. So that's what's going on there. Now, I'm a big fan of tort reform. I think a lot of the lawsuits that happened in the past are one of the reasons why we ended up with Obamacare, because doctors were ordering tests to protect their butts. I did. You know, after seeing one subarachnoid hemorrhage, hell yeah, you're going to be getting a CAT scan if you have a real, real, real bad headache. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, as an ER doc and then as a family doc, urgent care doc, you know, I'm not going to withhold a scan if you need a scan. And I mean, just like with this, the paramedics are like, look, he's swallowing a little baby battery. He'll probably poop it out. Yes, maybe most kids may poop it out. But if you don't know that kid's medical history, if you don't know if that battery is going to cause a reaction, then unfortunately, and most paramedics would tell them you to go to the hospital. And so in these rare cases, this is where I think it's not so much a, okay, give somebody $500,000 or $1 million or whatever, is make sure you have the medical bills covered plus a percentage. You see, the way they do lawsuits is you get a financial amount of money. You split it up between the attorney and a whole variety of things. When somebody has a medical case or a medical issue or a malpractice issue, one of the first things they need paid for are the medical bills. So it should be something as simple as they're covering the medical bill, as opposed to, you know, some random amount of money. Okay, because that's what they do. They go, the lawsuits, all right, you're allowed $350,000. What if the medical bills are higher? What if they're lower? So one, pay the medical bills. Two, cover any loss of work. I think that's fair. If they're found guilty. Then, on top of that, a percentage for pain and suffering. But we don't do it that way. Many of the lawsuits are unlimited, or they just give a finite amount. And it doesn't to me make sense, but I get it. Because how do the lawyers take their cut if, you know, the state is going to pay the medical bills? I get that. I get somebody has to get the money. Then a percentage, like 30% or 33%, whatever, goes to the attorney. They pay the medical bills with it, et cetera. But sometimes these settlements are not enough. And I am for, right, the law getting involved. Okay, or malpractice if somebody was a complete idiot. If you had complete gross negligence, cutting off the wrong leg, denying a woman a mammogram, who's in her 50s that is asking for one. There are some things where it's like, okay, come on, quit being an idiot. So in this particular case, I think they deserve more money. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, yesterday, Bill Cosby was found guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent sexual assault. And so, a lot of people want to know what's happening next, and Vulture.com actually has this broken down pretty well. And this was a sad case. This was really, really crazy, as there were multiple women who had come out accusing him of sexual misconduct. He turns 81 next month. He's been diagnosed as legally blind. I think he has keratoconus. We talked about that condition of his, that affects his corneas. He was known as America's dad, right, in the 80s. We all loved the Jell-O pudding. Right, and the pudding pops, and, you know, we were fans of Bill Cosby. He was well-educated. He was funny. His stand-up was excellent, and, you know, he could make you laugh without cursing. He was gifted in that sense. And then, when we heard, and he was one of the first to be accused of sexual misconduct, before the Harvey Weinstein and all that, where people were saying that he drugged them with Quaaludes to have sex with them, it was pretty startling. And then some of the allegations were even more startling. And this preceded the Me Too and was one of the reasons why the Me Too era was born. So, he is under house arrest. He I don't believe, is in a jail cell yet. And from what we know, this is the following, okay? He's been found guilty of three different felony indecent assault charges. Each carries sentences up to 10 years in jail. He is now considered a sex offender, according to the site. They say the first count found Cosby guilty of sexually assaulting Andrea Constan in his suburban Philly home in 2004 without her consent. The second found that she was unconscious or semi-conscious at the time of the assault. And the third found that Cosby gave Constan an intoxicant that severely impaired her ability to give consent. So why is the term indecent being used? They say Pennsylvania has a separate charge from sexual assault known as indecent assault. They say it's similar to sexual assault, which is defined as engaging in sexual activity with another person without his or her consent. But it's different in that it considers whether this is done under threat of force or when a person is capacitated or intoxicated. So, I mean, to me, any sort of assault is, without consent and either forced or intoxicated, but I guess indecent may be even stronger than that. So, the district attorney's office initially asked that Cosby's $1 million bail be revoked so he could have been incarcerated directly after the court proceedings, but the judge agreed to honor the comedian's bail so the 80-year-old can stay under house arrest with GPS monitoring at his estate until he faces sentencing. Now, the sentencing will occur within 60 to 90 days. So, this then gives his defense team some time to, you know, maybe influence the penalty phase, which is the next phase. So, one question they have here is, so Cosby gets to sit in his big, beautiful home? Well, no. Okay, he can't leave his home. Okay, he has to await sentencing. If he does, then he risks having his bail revoked, and then he has to go immediately to jail. They thought he was a flight risk, I guess, prosecutors. And I think that was kind of laughed off in the courtroom. I forget, there was some drama going on in the courtroom yesterday. He was asked to surrender his passport, agree to the terms of his bail. He has to wear a monitoring device to track his movements. So now the court's going to assess Cosby to determine whether he's a risk to society. Again, he's almost 81, legally blind. We don't believe he's going to do that. But what's interesting is this is the same house where the alleged drugging and raping of Constan occurred. He does have to register as a sex offender now for life. And his attorneys are planning to appeal the verdict. His lead attorney is Tom Misereau. And then with an appeal, they say it's really good how they broke this down. He has to have a legal basis for doing so. So his attorneys just can't say, nah, we're going to appeal because they don't like it. So the defense has to pinpoint an incident or statement from the retrial to suggest that it may have led to an unfair verdict. Remember, the first trial, I think, was a mistrial. And so his legal team can appeal in a variety of different ways. They can submit a motion for the judge to overturn the jury's verdict. They could try to move on to a new trial. I don't know if that's going to happen. But they have to file this appeal within 30 days. And so, do they have anything to appeal? We don't know. There were five women that testified that the comedian drugged and raped them. And so, and it looks like with only one of them, that's what he was found guilty on. So, could he face 10 years in jail for each count? Indecent assault is a felony. So, yes, punishable up to 10 years in jail. So, for each one, that could be 30 years. But, there may be parole, good behavior, etc. Health issues. So, they say, what could the minimum be versus the maximum? So it's hard to say. Again, I don't know the laws, but they said anywhere from a few years to as much as 30 years. Now, there was another civil case going on. Judy Huff has accused him of raping her when she was 15. 1974. She was a minor at the time. And so the statute of limitations, even though it's been long passed, now she is pursuing civil court. There's also Janine Dickinson, etc. Now, has money already been paid out to accusers? During the retrial, apparently Cosby paid Andrea Constant $3.38 million in a settlement in 2006. You know, that's one thing we're seeing a lot in the news, where if there's a settlement, there's nothing private about that settlement, and there's nothing permanent about the settlement. Okay? You could have made a settlement, and it'll still come out. And the reason why things will come out is if there's a criminal association with it. So you can't re-sue civilly, but you can make a statement, and you can. But nobody, I believe, can sign away their rights to not testifying if it's a criminal case. So I think a lot of people out there are going to be rethinking settlements. Well, I can't have them sign that they're not going to go after me somehow in the future. Because look at what happens in all these other cases. So, they go into other sorts of damages, if he has to pay for the trial and that kind of thing. And, you know, this was kind of groundbreaking in that somebody as big a celebrity as him, you know, who everybody likes. Like, remember with O.J. With O.J., the jury acquitted him. With Bill Cosby, no. And they were talking about in the news how juries are swayed by social movements. And this Me Too movement is huge right now. And so, you know, if the evidence was overwhelming, the evidence was overwhelming. But as we know, you know, some juries are swayed by their own personal injection of it. And so Bill Cosby isn't America's dad anymore. He hasn't been America's dad. This was 1980. Maybe it would have been a different story. You know, I mean, look at, like, you know, Bill Clinton in the 90s. You know, people liked Bill Clinton, so, you know, nothing happened. Yet in this day and age, with those allegations, he could be in big trouble. So Bill Cosby was convicted at the right time for his accusers, the wrong time for him. And there's a lot of discussion on, you know, were these women lying? You know, what were they doing at his house? You know, well, we could victimize them and we could blame them. And maybe we do share blame. Maybe, you know, some people, you know, showing up at the Playboy Mansion, you know, going into his room and, I might not have been the smartest thing. But rape or assault is just that. You consenting to kissing and maybe going to second base does not mean that you deserve to be raped or assaulted. And so that's what happened here. 1-877-DR-HOLLY. Go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallace, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.